Voss further says Governor Evers' proposal to give child care providers a one-time payment of $365 million is a 12-month patch to match what they lost through the federal stimulus plan, calling it unsustainable. People who study Wisconsin's child care and its ramifications on the workforce, families, and children would like to see that funding patch, however, fearing the collapse of the industry in short order. We sat down with Alejandra Ross Pilar, UW-Madison Assistant Professor in the School of Social Work. We started by asking her to describe how bad the shortage of licensed child care providers is and the implications of that.
When we think about access to childcare, we think about a few different things. One is just geographic proximity, like can families, how far do they have to drive to get to a nearby childcare provider? And so what we know in Wisconsin is that, the geographic access really varies a lot across the state. So in urban areas, it tends to be a little better. But in rural areas, there's about 3.4 children per regulated childcare slot. So that's what we call like a childcare desert, when there's three or more kids per childcare slot. And so that suggests that, in rural areas especially, but in other parts of the state too, that there's families lack these geographic access to childcare. They have to drive really far to get to a nearby provider. But the second key piece is affordability. And so even if you have providers who are near you, you might not be able to afford them. So in Wisconsin, child care for an infant in the center costs $13,500 a year. That is unaffordable for many families. And so even when there is that spot available, if you have to pay $13,500 per year, you're not going to be able to afford that.
Who does this shortage hurt the most?
Obviously, it most directly impacts children and parents and childcare providers, but it also has ramifications for the labor market, for the economy, and so ultimately all of us. And so let me kind of walk you through how it impacts different children and parents. So for children, there's a wealth of research that high quality early care education or childcare is really critical to their development. So it matters for not just their short-term education, academic performance, but also longer-term. Children who have high-quality early care education go further in school and have higher earnings as adults. They are healthier. And so all of these things, all of those benefits to kids, pay off to society as well. And then for parents, right, parents need childcare to be able to work. And so if they are working less or not working at all, that obviously impacts their earnings, typically mother's earnings, the family's economic well-being because they have sacrificed income. And it also impacts the economy because you have productive workers who are stepping out of the labor force and businesses who can't find workers or who have lots of turnover.
How did we get to this place where parents can't afford quality care and providers can't afford to pay their staff really living wages?
Childcare providers, those who care for the kids, are the most important ingredient of childcare, obviously, right? So this is critical to being high quality care. In order to do that, we need to have few kids per teacher so that teachers can have these high quality interactions with kids. And so you need a lot of labor, a lot of people to provide that care. So in a childcare center, the majority of the costs go towards labor, towards hiring these highly trained teachers to do this work. And so whenever you want to increase teachers' wages in order to retain them, you are increasing your overall budget by a lot, your overall cost by a lot. And so childcare centers have no option but to pass that on to parents because without additional public investment, right? So you have parents who really can't afford to pay more, and childcare centers who want to pay their staff more but can't raise wages at the risk of losing parents.
Do you think that the governor's call for $1 billion investment toward this problem is the right fix?
So it's absolutely critical to sort of maintaining the status quo, right? So right now we do have a childcare shortage. The system is not functioning well. And the funding that the governor is calling for is sort of to maintain the current funding. If we don't invest more, the pandemic relief funds that are currently keeping the system sort of stable are going to go away. And so there's this real fear that when that money runs out, that the system's going to destabilize and prices are going to go up. Parents are going to have to, you know, have fewer options for care. Workers are going to leave. And so that money is absolutely critical to having that not happen and maintaining kind of where we are right now. But in the longer term, we do need more substantial public investments in childcare in order to improve the system, right? To make things better so that parents don't have to spend 20% of their income on childcare, so that teachers can make more than $13 on average an hour. And so we need additional investments to make improvements in the system, but this the funding that is being proposed by Governor Evers is critical to sort of maintaining things as where we are right now.
All right. Professor Pillar, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.